Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This happened on a weekend, dead in the middle of winter. I'm an only child and 7 years old. This night, my parents finally agreed to my pleas to go to Chick-fil-A for dinner. It was around 7 p.m., but since it was winter, it was already pitch black outside. We showed up, and we went inside to find the place was decently busy. Though, it was a weekend, so that was to be expected. We ordered our food, and I went to go pick out where we'd sit. I remember picking a booth in the corner, right next to the play place. Right as the server brought over our food, I quickly began eating my chicken nuggets, knowing that the quicker I ate, the more time I'd have to be in the play place. When I finished, I asked my parents if I could go play, and of course they agreed. I was inside for maybe 10 minutes, when through the windows I saw that cow mascot Chick-fil-A sometimes has out to interact with the kids. I instantly got excited. It was really rare to see the cow, as Chick-fil-A rarely had someone in the costume. I remember seeing him high-fiving the kids, walking around the building. A few minutes went by, and the cow proceeded to walk up to the play place and open the door. I instantly ran up to him, and gave him a high-five. But just then, the guy in the costume gave me that hand motion to follow him. And without a second thought, I did. We first went out the play place door, and then to my surprise, the actual building through an exit in the back. At that point, even at my young age, I realized something wasn't right. As we got outside, the guy took off his cow mask. To my surprise, the guy was really old, maybe mid-60s. The guy was sweating really hard, and it honestly looked like he hadn't showered in weeks. I guess I never thought of what I expected the person who was in the costume to look like, but it definitely wasn't that. Seconds after he took off his mask, the dude started to literally pick me up. Now, at 7 years old, I didn't weigh that much, so he had no struggle grabbing me. Now knowing for sure something wasn't right, I squirmed to try to break free, but it didn't work. The guy proceeded to walk to a car in the very back of the parking lot. He dug in his pocket and pulled out some keys. My heart dropped when I heard the sound of the trunk of the car opening. My squirming intensified. I was full on screaming at that point. But luckily, before the guy could stuff me in his trunk, police sirens rang out. It was the most relieving sound I could have heard in that moment. The guy dropped me in reaction, got in his car, and sped off. About a minute later, my parents came running outside. I told them everything, and they were absolutely panicked. Apparently, the guy was caught only about 5 blocks away as the police saw his car speeding out of the parking lot and assumed it was him. The story goes that the guy who was in the costume held the actual employee with the costume at knife point in the parking lot, demanding he give him the suit. The employee complied and drove away, but called the police on him shortly after. Now that I'm older, I routinely think back to that encounter. If the cops had shown up literally 30 seconds later, I would have been in that man's trunk and he would have successfully gotten away with me. As far as I know, the guy was put in prison, and still is to this day for multiple attempts of child abduction. This happened a few months ago, at a Chick-fil-A in my hometown. It was a Thursday, and I was just getting off work. I got off insanely late this night. It was like 9 or 10 p.m. I decided I wouldn't have time to make myself food before I went to bed, so I just went to Chick-fil-A on my way home. I pulled into the parking lot and went inside. I ordered my food and went to a table near the back to wait for it. I couldn't help but notice how little people were actually inside the Chick-fil-A this night. There were like 5 other customers, which is insanely rare for Chick-fil-A. At least the one I go to. Now, I should add, I'm 23 and female. After a while of sitting in my spot, a strange guy walked over and placed a full cup of soda on my table. He said something about how he finished his food already, and didn't drink any of his drink, but didn't want it to go to waste, so he was giving it to me. Though, he was mumbling the whole time, and could barely even hold eye contact with me. It was pretty creepy, but I didn't really pay much attention to it. I just wrote it off as some random guy trying to flirt with me. That's when I noticed, about a few tables in front of me sat another guy. He was watching me insanely close. Now, this really creeped me out. I really didn't like the feeling of somebody just watching me eat like that. The dude just continued to sit there, watching me, almost the whole time I was eating, even though he had no food in front of him. Finally, a few minutes later, the dude left the building. At this point, the place was almost closed, and I was the last customer inside the building. Though, I was still insanely creeped out. I grabbed my trash, along with the drink that guy gave me, and threw it all out. I then asked one of the male employees if he could walk me to my car, and proceeded to explain the whole situation. The guy was really understanding, and he instantly dropped what he was doing to walk me out. We got outside, and I proceeded to lead him to my car. We kept walking, and that's when I saw two men crouch behind the other side of my car that wasn't visible from the building. I almost screamed, and they started to get up out of their crouching stance, slowly walking towards me. That was until they saw the employee that walked me out, and one of them quickly said,
Sorry, we have the wrong car.
And they walked off. They were the same guys from inside the Chick-fil-A. I knew they were. One was the guy who handed me his drink, and the other was the guy who was watching me. I instantly called the cops and explained everything. Though, I left shortly after, as I was pretty shook up over the whole situation. I was never actually made aware if those two guys were ever caught. All I can assume is they tried to drug me with whatever drink they gave me that night, all in an attempt to make it easier to kidnap me. But luckily, I wasn't stupid enough to actually drink it. Still though, this experience really scared me and caused me to never go back to that Chick-fil-A again. This happened 4 years ago. I was 12, going on 13 in just a month or two. My friend, Lindsay, was 14, which was quite a bit older than me, at least at the time, as the 2-year age gap was pretty big. We met in school, and quickly became close friends. We were spending almost every single weekend together. Nothing seemed to be out of the ordinary. It was your typical Friday night. We carpooled to her family's apartment after school to spend the night together. After we ate dinner, me and Lindsay went to go hang out in her room. Now, Lindsay wasn't always a positive influence. She had a habit of talking to older guys online and lying about her age. Lindsay showed me some texts between her and a man she was talking to. I don't remember exactly what they said, but they consisted of him trying to convince her to meet up with him and just the usual things you'd expect from a creep online. According to him, he was 19, tall, and blonde. And once I saw the texts, I asked for a picture of him. Something didn't sit right with me after seeing the messages. She showed me what he looked like, and he was very clearly not 19. The man was at least 40, and looked like he lived in his mother's basement. That's when Lindsay's phone started ringing. It was the guy. Lindsay answered without hesitation, and when I heard the voice on the other end of the call, I felt like I was going to be sick. I could clearly hear the guy trying to convince Lindsay to meet up with him. Lindsay replied saying she couldn't, because she was spending the night with a friend. The mention of that must have sparked his interest, as the guy then proceeded to try and ask to meet both of us. Lindsay, lacking any common sense, said yes, and thus began our plan to sneak out and walk to meet this random guy in a Chick-fil-A parking lot. I obviously didn't want to go. I was raised on stories of what happens to teen girls who meet random men from the internet in person. But after adamant pleading from Lindsay that she didn't feel safe going by herself, I agreed. We took our phones with us for the walk. The route we had to take to get there didn't have very many street lamps, and there weren't any houses. We were surrounded by trees on both sides of us. When we got to the parking lot, it was almost empty. The Chick-fil-A was about 15 minutes from closing, and since Lindsay hadn't received a text from the guy saying he was there yet, we decided to go inside. We ordered some milkshakes and went to go sit on one of the booths while we waited. But while we were sitting inside, I couldn't help but notice a car pulling into the parking lot, just continually circling the building. The car clearly wasn't looking for a parking spot, as it went around the building very slowly, around 10 times. All the while, me and Lindsay were just watching it from inside. After we finished our milkshakes, the car was gone, and Lindsay never got a text from the guy saying he was there, so we just decided to head back home. I was honestly insanely relieved that the guy never ended up showing up, but as we were walking home, I couldn't help but notice how many times a car had passed us. The street we walk on to get back was almost completely desolate, with trees on either side of us. So to have even two cars pass us would have been rare. but I ignored it. It didn't look like Lindsay even noticed. We got home, and since it was late, we decided to just go to bed in Lindsay's room. Fast forward to around 4 a.m., we woke up to a loud bang. It sounded like someone smacking on the window, though Lindsay's room was on the second floor, meaning something must have been thrown. Me and Lindsay both sat up and looked at each other. The sound came again, that same bang. We both agreed someone had to have been outside. And just then, we heard the heart-dropping sound of a voice whispering,
"Hey Lindsay, it's me. I followed you guys home."
We both instantly panicked in reaction. We knew exactly who that was. I started crying. I was honestly terrified. Lindsay ran to her parents' room and explained the situation. Her parents instantly called the police. But of course, when they showed up, the guy was gone. Lindsay went to show them the conversations, but the account was deleted. Neither of us remembered the username either, so there was quite literally nothing the cops could do but take a report. The whole encounter was really disturbing. Lindsay's parents were really mad with her, and this caused me to lose connection with her as a friend over the next few months. I haven't seen her in a while, and I'm not entirely sure whatever ended up happening with the whole situation. I just hope that guy never returned.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.